I got my eyes on you. Aren't you supposed to go blue?
I want your whole love and emotion endlessly.
We can't get over you. Aren't you supposed to go blue?
I want your whole love and emotion endlessly.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Times in a Podcast. We've got another full compliment of the boys tonight as we get a wee review of Celtic's dismantling of St Mirren and have a look ahead to what's a massive game midweek against AZ Alkmaar. We'll be going with a 2-0 lead, but hopefully we can do the business away from home and get Celtic into the Europa League. But Tony, on the game against St Mirren first, I think we rang a lot of his did fancy Celtic to play well, get a lot of goals and batter St Mirren, which is exactly what happened. Obviously that fucking Diddy Hatchet man in the middle of the park done his usual and get sent off. Haven't seen it back and there was a lot of discussion about that, which I'm sure you'll touch on. But what was your thoughts on the game? Because there was a hat-trick in there. Your man Eddie getting with a goal, Abad, I was playing really well, and it seems to be all coming together at a good time for us, doesn't it?
I thought it was tremendous again. I mean, obviously the video went viral. I think one of Angie's first training session was the whole "we don't stop" thing, and he's taken it very literally, and so have the players, whereby we just press non-stop, and it must be exhausting for teams playing against us because it's just wave after wave of attack. I thought we were excellent. I really like Abada. He is just so direct. He's having shots. He's scoring. He's assisting. So delighted for him. I was glad Edward scored because obviously our former manager was out talking about Edward and, you know, just trying to stir up a lot of shite. And I mean, I can't help myself but mention this, but I just thought it quite ridiculous that his comments were basically that it was to do with the crowd that Celtic were improving, opposed to the fact that we've now got a competent manager. So I don't know what that's all about. David Turnbull, absolutely outstanding. Delighted for him, an excellent talent who is only going to get better. And a player I'm excited to watch. But overall, I thought we were brilliant. And obviously, this week's going to be the toughest test yet in terms of we need to see through the tie in Holland, which is going to be difficult. And we also need to go to Ibrox and try and get a result. Obviously, there won't be any fans there. Well, no Celtic fans. So maybe a bit like Lions Den. There won't be any Lions Den. But no, I'm looking forward to the week ahead. It should be interesting.
For my manager Lenny, yeah. But next you kind of get ready. But Danny, it was. I'm with Tony. It's just you just love watching us. There's a lot to be really happy about, and it's. We just seem to be improving sort of week on week, and there's so many big performances, and we're getting to this stage, and obviously we just brought a new right back in where Ralston's in the form of his life, and obviously there's the whole Christie and Rogic debate going on, and then you've got Forrest who he scored a lot of goals in the past and obviously quite a few years on a massive lover of him, but Eddie, Kyogo, there's a lot of competition for places, which of course is healthy, and I mean for what Ange says it sounds as if he is obviously looking at a couple more players, which we all hope is going to be happening. But do you get the sense that we're starting to see Ange maybe forming his starting 11? Obviously, I think the back line's the biggest change there, but in terms of the midfield to the front three or however he's set up, do you get the sense that you're starting to see maybe he does prefer a bad outright to Forrest and maybe he just can't drop Eddie? Are you starting to get that sense for it?
No, really, no. I don't think he's made that decision yet. I don't know, I've got a feeling if we manage to scrape by Alkmaar, they'll do a bit of a madman in the transfer market and bring in three or four. It's still to come. I don't... What it is just really, really enjoyable. I mean, me, you and Dan, we'd a bet on Saturday that Celtic to score three or more goals, Celtic to have four or more first-half corners, and not bad to score any time. And we get paid out before all three. It's such a pleasure to watch us around it. Maybe you're appreciating it a wee bit more because of how bad last year was. And not even just the results last year, like even the games we were winning at the start of last season, you know, there wasn't a performance amongst them. And now you're seeing not quite the full package because I still think he's got a way to go. The new right back looks like a player. I'm really excited about him. So it's just such a good time to enjoy. I mean, I fought for the first... Well, for the first half, the first 45 minutes, I thought that's as good as Celtic have played in a long time. I thought maybe the game on Thursday night against Alkmaar was the most complete performance for 90 minutes, but for a 45 minutes period, I think, I mean, we've obviously scored four goals, we've probably scored five and six goals in a half before, but the way that they played on Saturday, just, it's, do you know the thing is, you don't watch us and think, Like, when we watch Celtic, we think, oh, how good's it going to be in the future when Ange starts getting the men in, when he starts getting his full philosophy across. It's exciting that way, right? But the most exciting thing for me is it's not like these wee one-touch passes don't come off and you think, oh, when Kyogo starts to play more with Eddie or Christy or Rogic, they'll link up, they'll get used to each other. No, these things are coming off for us now, you know, the way that they're playing. I mean, Rogic didn't start, but he was phenomenal when he came on in the second half. I think, I mean, the elephant in the room is that Rogic has probably been the best player this season. Not by much, because a lot of players have played well, but I think Rogic is the best player on the team. And I didn't think I'd say that again. So it's just really enjoyable when you can. It's getting to the point now where you're, as soon as that full-time whistle goes, you're just thinking, right, when's the next game, when's the next game? Two massive games this week. But, you know, I see six, you know, no, even 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago, if you'd have said you're going to have Alkmaar away on the Thursday and them away to Ibrox on the Sunday, you would be fearing it. But we're getting in with an awful lot of confidence, and it might be misplaced. It might be misplaced. You know, we might come, our good run might come to a starting halt in the next couple of games. But we're in such a good position getting into these games that even 3 weeks ago when we played Hearts, we didn't think, I mean, we had people conceding titles at 10 o'clock that night. But it's good, and you get such a good feeling about Postecoglou at the club and the players that he's brought in, and, you know, players like Ralston and that. I thought Taylor had another good game on Saturday. I thought he was very good on the ball, deserved his assist defensively really well as well. So, it's just really exciting time to be a Celtic supporter. And, you know, we can still do more, which is probably the most exciting thing about it.
I think you're right. Like you say, you do see some of the intricate passing. It's phenomenal to watch at times. It really is. And I was saying this to the boy I was at the game with. At times I'm watching us and you see a lot of teams that we weren't just guilty of last season. We've been guilty of it before. And a lot of teams around Europe are sometimes a bit guilty of it. They'll do a lot of passing in front of maybe a 10 players sat in front of them, and they'll do a lot of probing, but not really with any purpose. But I don't know about you, Tony, but when I watch us now, I feel as if any time, all right, mate, listen, the majority of teams in Scotland are going to do that, they're going to drop in, they're going to camp the edge of their box and say, like, they're going to need to play across the front of them. But I feel as if when we do it now, there's so much movement with guys like Abada, with guys like Kyogo, the way Rogic can handle a ball in such tight spaces. It's as if we're doing it with a purpose now. And you feel as if at any given moment, all we need is one player across that 10 in front of them to take one lapse in concentration, and we will punish you for it. And I feel as if that's a major difference for us now in the way we're going about it. I mean, obviously a part of that will come from the way Ange's changed things. He's put the fullbacks have inverted and come inside, and you've got guys like Kyogo in there who is his acceleration and his runs that he makes, his intelligence, it's all there. But I just feel as if that's something I'm watching and saying there will be a lot of absolute drubbings dished out, because teams are not going to be able to just sit 10 men behind the ball, because quite frankly they're not good enough defensively to do it and stop us, because we've got to a stage now where we really do look as if any lapse when you do that, we will punish you for it. But it's something I've noticed, Tony, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it'll be like when, I mean, we're only a matter of weeks into a season here. What is this going to be like after Ange's had his hands on this team for 6 months, for 10 months? Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you've picked up on it, but it just feels as if everything we do has an absolute purpose now, whereas before everything just felt so passive. And that's one of the things I'm just loving watching us play the way we play at the minute.
I think that is something. Every pass is meaningful. It's not just passing for passing's sake like we did last season, where it was just pass and then a defender would lump the ball out of play. There is a real purpose behind what we're doing. Everybody seems on the same page. Everybody's buying into it. So if Ralston's bombing back, you cut it back to Abada, you ping it into Christie, then there's the movement to get it through. How many times you see it where we get it through that wee gap just to get somebody bombing into their box to get the cross in? We seem to have that down to a fine art. Aye, it's brilliant. It was, because a lot of teams will just sit in. But the thing we've got as well, we've got players who can score from outside the box. Davy Turnbull and Christie has a good unit. He can score from outside the box. Edward, I'm sure Abada can probably do it as well. And Callum McGregor's another example. So teams, if they try and come out to us, we can find the space to put other players through. Good thing as well, we kept another clean sheet. I know it was against lower opposition, but this opposition beat us 2-1 the last time we played them at Celtic Park. So I think as well, as you say, I mean, Postecoglou's only been in 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, sorry, and you can see clear differences in style of play. Obviously, we've signed Juranovic now as well, which is great. That means now, at the moment, we have two solid right-backs, I would assume, because Ralston, I can't fault Ralston. There's not been anything he's done that would make me criticise him the last few games. He's worked extremely hard, and he's looked a very competent player, and I'm delighted for him. McGregor, I think he's been excellent playing that role, just kind of sitting. But he can still give so much more when he goes forward as well. And we're able now to kind of go light for light, the fact that players are back in form. So an example would be if Christie's coming, or say we're taking Edward off for Abada, you know that Christie's going to be able to go wide left. No, sorry, if Edward's coming off for Rogic, you know Christie can go wide left and then Rogic can fit into the role Christie's been playing and we can rotate and give us a kind of a different option. So, no, I think it's just a case of keep going. I am worried about Altmark because I think they're a very good team. But we can score over there. I don't think there's a team we can't score into. If we can get into the Europa League group stages, I think Ange has already worked miracles for where we were. I think he would deserve massive praise for that. If we don't get there, then it would be bitterly disappointing. But again, I think this week is all about calm heads prevailing, irrespective of what happens, because we can see the manager building something. Don't get me wrong, I think we can win both games this week, but I think we can go the other way. I think there'll be goals. We're going to see how far the teams come. If they win against Altmar or even get through, then that shows a massive improvement. And if they go to Ibrox and get the result, then that shows again that we're certainly on the right tracks. But even if things don't go our way, I think the early signs are that we are improving and the games might just have came too soon. But it's going to be a great challenge for the players. I've no doubt they 100% believe they can win these two games. And I'm looking forward to watching. No, are you looking forward to seeing Celtic again? Last season I was fucking dreading it, because then I had to come on here and talk to you three and we would say the same stuff over and over again. But now you're excited when players get the ball, when Turnbull's get the ball, or when Edwards get the ball, or Kyogo's on the ball, or Abada. You just can't wait to see what they're going to do next, as opposed to kind of dreading what they're going to do next. So I think I can't praise the manager enough. The kind of boost he's gave everybody, and everybody's bought into him, for the players, to the coaching staff are obviously the same. The fans love him. And long may it continue. Let's just keep going and keep working really hard, and hopefully we can get another few signings in as well. But I'm going to go, so I need to cut short here. So I'll give my prediction for Thursday as 2-1 to Celtic, and I'll go for Kyogo and Abada to score, and I'll catch you later on.
Cheers, Tony. But I think you made a couple of good points here, and one of the ones I would say to pick up on would be that I think regardless of what happens, calm heads must prevail, because we need to remember if it does they go as planned, which I do think we will get through on Thursday. I'm going to come to you here, Dan, but I do think we'll get through. But if we don't, people just go to keep it calm, because we are still relatively a new side. It's still a new manager, and there will be a wee blip somewhere. I'd be very surprised if not. Just hope it doesn't come at a time that would cost us like that. But Dan, we've spoke quite heavily about the change in atmosphere, the feeling that you're watching Celtic with so much excitement. But for you, is there anything that's standing out that we're doing differently, other than having a manager that knows what he's doing in their group? But even as a team and the way we're playing, is there anything that you picked up on for the game against St Mirren that you're thinking is just part of the massive difference that we've made?
Just what you have been saying, like, it's just a case that so many players in the team are just contributing, like, and you're seeing it now from last season. Teams didn't fear Celtic and they were quite happy to have a go, but now, like, in the first half of games especially, teams look terrified to come up against us, because you've got Abada, who I've been saying for weeks about we're just simply a better team when Abada's on the right wing over James Forrest, like, because he's so direct, he just goes at players and it forces them back. And like, then you've got, like, I think when people seen the team on Saturday, they assumed that Christie taking Rogic's position rather would be the man that would get on the score sheet, but it was Turnbull. And it's just such a front loaded attack again. Like, you've got the three up top, but then you've got guys like Turnbull, Christie, Rogic, McGregor, like, all bombing forward, and everybody's just doing their bit, even the fullbacks. Like, no, like, that was another good performance by Taylor and Ralston on Saturday, and like, everybody's just contributing, and it sounds so basic, and if it wasn't for how bad last season was, they just looked coached, and everything, when we were capitulating and the Huns were, like, getting results and just winning games last season. All we were saying was they know their system, they know their role in the team, and everybody is doing their part. And to be completely honest, that's all we're doing this season. It's no, like, you look at the signings, I know we've got guys like Kyogo and Abada and Starfield in the team, but the majority of the team that's still playing and who was there last season, it's the same players. Like, and I know some people would like to have you believe that it's just the return of fans that's making all the difference, but it's no, it's you can't give Ange enough praise, and I know it's a massive week we're going into, and as you said, cool heads must prevail, like, and I think they will. I think everybody's so on board with everything at Celtic, you know, that no matter what happens this by this time next week, I think not much will have changed. And regardless of what does happen, as we spoke about off air, you just need to give Ange whatever he wants before the transfer window shuts, because he's shown that he will get results, he will get players playing for him, and it could be pretty special if he is fully backed and you do start to see a real Ange team. Like, I know as much as I'm praising guys like Taylor and Ralston, if he gets players in that he feels could be more suitable for that like sort of system he wants to play, then that could only benefit us. And you know what, see if he does bring more guys in, then it's going to be competition for places, and that's the thing now with Juranovic coming in. Like, you've now got a debate with who do you play, is it Ralston or Juranovic? And then you've got a few of them over the pitch now, especially with, like, as I mentioned, Forrest, like, and Abada. Like, the options we've got now from this still fairly limited size of squad, like, it's unbelievable. And as I said, all you can do is just praise the manager and the coaching team, because they have all just bought in and they've had the players well drilled, and it's been testing circumstances. But the main thing I can just see the news is that teams are looking scared to come to Celtic Park again. And I just thought Saturday was another fantastic display. Like, obviously you're up against 10 men because that fucking kid on Hardman Power decided to have a wild lunge at David Tumble. He was just looking for somebody new to try and attack since Frimpong wasn't there anymore. So I know that's all he'd done for the last 2 years. But no, Andy, it was just another great performance and another, like, goals filled as well, which is what you like to see. Like, it's a bit cliche, the Celtic way, like how fans want to see football played. But Ange just does seem to buy into that completely, and he always talks about he wants to play a style of football that his father would be proud of and would get him off his seat. And that fits perfectly with the way Celtic fans want to see their football, because we know, look, I know we've had a massive period of success, but we know we're not always going to win. So that's why I think cool heads will prevail this week if things go a bit wrong. But we know we're going to go down swinging if we do go down this week at all. But I am then off and on for a bit there, but it's just so refreshing. Like, even when I thought Eddie Howe was coming, I couldn't have seen like this sort of impact coming, and that's just all credit to the manager.
I think you're right. Even, I mean, we spoke about it at the time, if it was Howe, then there would have to be a transition period. Like, we were fully prepared to think it could be a couple of weeks in before we reap the benefits, but Ange seems to have hit the ground running. There was a wee initial blip before he actually had these players in, but since he got more control, if you like, and deals started getting done, you've really seen the benefits reaped to that. And as you say, like, it's, there's much more to come for this team. But Danny, something I wanted to come to you on, I'm sure if you people go back and people remember the episodes and listen when we were talking about sort of where we needed, where we thought we needed to strengthen, what players we thought we needed in, and we were talking about positions. And us, along with a lot of people, me and I always said the same, but I was of the opinion that we probably needed 2 right backs and 2 left backs because the ones we had were fucking shite at the time. And I really couldn't foresee anybody turning to sort of, particularly Tony Ralston, what that boy has done with his career, and he's saved his Celtic career, to be honest, in my eyes. But I'd have been surprised. I thought he'd need a fucking genie lamp to get away with getting a career at Celtic and potentially being here for a long time. But now we've put ourselves in a position where, granted, we still need one left back, but I'm at the stage where I'm happy with the right back area of the team, and I'm thinking if we go out and get another player similar to the boy we've just put on at right back for a left back slot, both of them are going to have competition for places, which is always a healthy thing. But it just shows you that what a really, really good football manager can do for you. It doesn't always necessarily mean getting out and spending all this money on players like the board would have had his belief for so long. And when even guys at Lennon are using a difficult market, and how many times did we hear that for long? It was the market, it was this, it was that. We just couldn't get deals out of line. But it just shows you what happens when you've got a guy in that dugout who players buy into, fans buy into, and he can improve people as football players, and he knows what he's talking about. And that it's not always the case that we're going to have to go and spend fortunes. Like, I think if we really do give this guy the control that he should have, then I don't think it's going to stop at Ralston and Taylor potentially saving their Celtic careers, I reckon, that with the boys coming through. And I mean, you've already seen them, whether it was forced due to the, obviously, the size of the squad or no, you've seen him put Montgomery in, and he's in about the team now. He's coming off the bench, like, he's there now. I just think that we're going to need signings, right? Every team in the world needs signings. It doesn't matter if you're Man City or Bayern Munich, right? Teams need to sign players. Teams signings will always improve you. But I think there's going to be an emphasis on him developing players who are at this club. And I think it's something we spoke about as well, where why we were losing a lot of youth players because of like Noel Lennon. I think we're going to keep a lot of youth players because of Postecoglou.
Aye, Andy, there's got to be an emphasis on this because as Brexit changes the transfer market rules for players, it's going to be, you know, we find it hard enough to sign players for Europe and abroad or further afield as is. It's only going to get harder in the next couple of years as they start to feel the impact of Brexit. So youth players are going to have to be brought through, they're going to need to be good enough. We'll need to see what happens. But with the fullbacks, I mean, I think he fancies Montgomery. I think he's played him on the left wing at times as well, and he's not really let him down. Ralston, I mean, I still think Juranovic comes in, settles in, and becomes the number one right back. I've got no doubt of that. But the Scotland squad's getting announced tomorrow, and Tony Ralston will be devastatingly unlucky if he's not in it compared to some of the shite that will be picked in it. It's, I think, with Ange, he's put his trust in these players straight away, and he's trusted them with his job. Because for all the talk, I mean, Celtic fans were always going to give Ange time after we've seen the state of the squad and stuff, and you've seen the support that he was getting for like the Dundee game and stuff, and as the crowd were getting back into games, they've been eager to show their support for Ange. But the players, it's not, we keep saying about the players buying into the manager, well, he's bought into them as well. And but I don't know whether it's Celtic or not. I'm pretty sure if Celtic wanted a right back for the sake of it, they could have got one, same with a left back. I think Andrew's pretty clear that he wants the right player, which is why we've waited to get Juranovic. By all accounts, $3 million, it's a steal for a player like him. Seen him at Euros, thought he was decent. So hopefully he improves the team again. And I mean, if he starts playing like Ralston's been playing, and he scored an absolute peach the other night, so hopefully he can do that again for us. But no, it's, and just put his trust in the players as well, and they've put their trust in him, and it's working at the minute. And it's just such a positive situation that we're in at the minute. And you see, players really, Darren's right, we keep harping back on it and people will be bored, but they do look coached. And this whole thing about, it's funny because if we weren't winning last year after 20 minutes, the wingers get swapped about, and now the wingers don't. Like, you see Abada popping up on the left, you see Kyogo on the right, or Christie on the right. You see Abada going through the middle. The front three is so fluid in Ange's system, and the players are playing it. Well, it's just a joy to watch, you know. And you genuinely go into these games thinking, how many goals are Celtic going to score? And long may it continue into this week especially, and the weeks after.
Nah, you do. We've spoken already. It's back to the old, what it felt like under Rodgers, saying, how many goals can we get today? Abada's somebody, I'm obviously, like, some of all been raving about Kyogo, but Abada as well, he's so positive. I don't know if it's youthfulness or where it might be, but he just plays with no fear, and it's what you want for your winger. It's what you want for all your players, but in particular, your wingers, your creative guys, who sometimes need to take a risk, and he's got that unpredictability whereby you see him square up fullbacks, and listen, when you play against Forest, he became very predictable. To be honest, since Rodgers left, he became a bit like that, and sort of Roberts wasn't breathing down his neck and things, because there was a time where Forest was a massive threat. But Abada, for me, you see him facing them up, and they don't know whether he's going to go to the byline or whether he's going to cut in and hit one, because he's got that in his locker. We've seen that. We've seen that he can do that. And I mean, he's getting goals, he's getting himself in the box. I've seen him put some tremendous deliveries into the box since he's been here. And he's watching this. This boy's still young, he's only going to get better. Aye, he's going to have half games. Every young player does, particularly wingers. Like, they can be notorious for it, but he's somebody I can't believe how quickly he's hit the ground running. And I do think in a system like this, he's going to flourish. I've seen him and Kyogo sort of doing the old classic switch of the wings during the game the other day, and the thing is, when they date on that side, it felt as if it was done with purpose. That's what I was talking about earlier. When Lennon done it, you knew that was him just fucking throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like, he's seen some manager somewhere else date and it works, so he's tried it again, and it worked 15 years ago, so he's trying it again. But when Ange done it, you know that the players have been coached in such a way, they've discussed patterns of play, phase of play, what they want to do, where players should be, where they want to move. And we spoke about it last season when we were talking about even like Rangers last season, like the players just knew they weren't the same fluidity as us, but when you broke it all down, it was very much similar in terms of this is the system and this is what you need today to play in this system. And that's what I'm getting for Ange and Ange's teams. Like, he'll no accept players no playing the way he wants to play. You need to give your all, you need to buy in, and this is what happens when you reap those benefits. And that's just what I'm getting for this and what I'm seeing. And Abada, just for me, is a tremendous wee football player. But I'm the same as you, Danny, just when you picked up on Juranovic, the new right back. I do think, listen, Ralston's been brilliant, and if anything, it's probably unfortunate for him that, and it's just bad luck that we've went and signed a right back of like what looks a high calibre and at a right good age. It's not somebody who's sort of 18, 19 and you're thinking, I will get a couple of good seasons and we'll sell him loan. That's a boy who's obviously similar to like Kyogo, like coming into their prime years, and do you know what I mean? We've signed them at a right good time. But Dan, we look ahead to the game. Obviously, it's a massive game. We go in with a lead. Away goals don't count anymore, so it's no... I know in years gone by, we'd have probably all been on here saying, go out there and get the first goal, put the pressure on them, which, granted, still remains the same, but it wouldn't count in the same way that it would where it was like an away goal was like two goals this time round. But what's your thoughts going into the game? Because I don't see a situation where we don't go out there and score. I think we could score against, we'd fancy our chances against the vast majority of teams in this competition. Do you think that we will go away and no mate an arse and good old Celtic away for home in Europe fashion? Or do you think that Ange is playing well enough to get through and go out there and get through the tie? Because I'm with Tony, I do think they are a good side.
Aye, Andy, I say this last week, I thought the most impressive thing about the victory was how good Alkmaar were. I thought it was a really good team performance from them, and they were probably just like a clinical striker away from scoring one, maybe two goals. Like, I thought they were well set up, they moved the ball well. I thought the way they brought it out from the back as well was a joy to behold. They are a good team, obviously. They finished third in the Eredivisie last season, and like, they've got good players. I know they've sold a few, and they're having their issues with that. Their captain, Cooper Meenels, now, but I thought he was outstanding as well last week. But it'll be a really tough game, as you mentioned, and it'll probably be the one time that Celtic could have done with the away goals rule, actually, still being here, because obviously if he scored, they would have then needed to score four, whereas now if we score one, then 3-1 would take it to extra time. But I completely agree with what you say. I think I'd fancy Celtic to score against pretty much anybody they're playing now, because obviously it might be different if you were in the Champions League against like top class sides, but against these type of teams, then you've got to really fancy Celtic. I mean, we've done it twice last week. Probably were very unlucky, you know, to get the third with that header by Edward and Montgomery late on. But I think it'll be a really tight game, and the longer Celtic keep it tight, it should benefit us, because they'll have to come out, and they're at home. They're going to have to come out, try and cut the deficit. We've got the 2-goal lead. We can just score there, and you wouldn't expect it from this team. But if Celtic just set up shop and sort of invite them to break us down, then that's obviously up to Alkmaar to actually have the capability to do that. And you know what? Celtic, I know we've had a few defensive issues this season already, but if the defence plays well, then it's simple as that, we do go through. But the pace we've got going forward now, I would fully expect us to have opportunities at least on the break, and it's just about taking one. I think if we could get the first goal, I think, if I'm being totally honest, I think the tie would be stone dead if we get the first goal. I can't see us going out and getting an absolute hammering off Alkmaar, and I don't know, it could get edgy if it goes to 1-0 down, just because you're sort of then in a bit of a catch 22. Do you go and try and get the goal, or do you just try and preserve that one goal lead that you've got? It will be a testing night, I'm sure. Celtic fans over the years are used to these second legs being dodgy. I mean, look at the victory we took her to Astana and Beersheba, and we still had our worries in the games as well. So it certainly won't be an easy night. I know the bookies have us as massive favourites to go through. I think we're 1-8 on to go through, and I mean, the bookies, you never see a skin bookie, so hopefully their odds are truly reflective of how confident Celtic should be going through. But as I said last week, that game will come a year to the day since we lost to Ferencvaros, so I think it would just be a massive statement of how far Ange is taking the team if a year later we're putting out a very decent team in the Europa League. But aye, as long as we don't have any defensive calamities, I'm quite comfortable that that we'll get the result we need. I don't know if we'll win, but the momentum's with Celtic, you know, that's a great run we're on, and now the team should be confident. As I said, there's goals all over the team, like, and if we get that first goal, I think the game would be done just about. Obviously, if you score in the first 5 minutes, there's still a long time for Altmar to get back in the game, but if you do sort of contain them and then get the first goal, it just sort of kills the game and would force them to be even more going all out attack for goals. And I think that again we're just playing in Celtic's hands, but I think it'll be an entertaining game, because I just think Altmar will probably have the bulk of possession, but it should lead to a lot of chances for Celtic to counter its speed, as I mentioned, Andy.
I do think the same myself, that it'll be an entertaining game. They've got to come out and play, and I mean, I just don't think Andrew's score it in him to ever send a team out and no play attractive attacking football. I just don't see that. But Danny, something I don't know if people have been sort of looking, or if you've had a look yourself. Now, obviously, our league's obviously started with 3 games in. We've won 6 games in the bounce, scoring plenty of goals. Now, Altmar, since they played us, they've not played anybody else. They've only played 1 league game, which they lost. So the last 2 games both been losses, and they were their only competitive games so far. Do you think that that's going to play a factor here, because we just seem to be looking fitter and fitter, and obviously that's quite handy considering how we're going to start, how we now play the game, how Ange wants to play the game. They've obviously had a couple of players leaving, and there's a couple of players wanting to leave. I mean, there's the old thing about players not wanting to overexert themselves either. But do you think that's going to play a massive part, given that the last game would have been against us last week? They've only played 1 league game, so they're really, let's be honest, they're not going to be as match fit as us. And that's something we've seen an impact on the other way around when we've had to play some qualifiers early on. Do you think that's going to be a big factor?
I think it might be. We always say it's got to be a factor, and then it never really plays out to be one. I mean, you think the amount of times we've drawn Scandinavian teams, and even when we've lost to like Malmo and stuff, it wasn't because they were sharper than us, it was because we were shiter. You know, we usually get by them in the end. I think Altmar will think they can beat us handily after the first game, because Dan's right, it was the most impressive thing about the win last week, wasn't it, that we were great. It was the fact that we played so well, and Altmar played well as well. So they're a good team, very decent. I know they've lost a few players, but they put us under a lot of pressure. They created a lot of kind of openings and chances. We defended well enough to keep a clean sheet. Our goalkeeper had a good game. They'll fancy it, but at the same time, Dan's right. If only away goals, we're still here, because I do fancy Celtic to score. And I think Celtic are good enough to score more than one and really take the game. I mean, I know I was going on about kamikaze football at the start of the season, but I genuinely fought against Utrecht there, bringing back bad memories, against Altmar in the first leg. There was a controlled nature about the way the team played. It was gung-ho at times, and, you know, we flew out the traps, nearly lost a couple of goals, so nearly lost one goal, a great save. Then we scored a goal, and this was, you know, when you look at your watch, you think you're about an hour in, you've only played 8 minutes, and they've hit the post and you're one up. So, but I thought there was a mere controlling, Joe Hart going up to Ange and stuff, and talking about sitting back, and then I'm thinking we're going to sit back for a, you know, 2-0, and then we get a corner and injury time, and the 2 centre-halves are running up the park. And I think with foot away goals, I think that gives you the licence to do that, because you need to score anyway, or, you know, 2-0. And, you know, last year you would be saying, right, just go back, you know, because if that mob score, all the momentum's with them, look at Malmo a couple of years ago. But it's all set up to be, I think it's all set up to be a cracking game. I think it's 2 evenly matched teams. Altmar will be at home, and they'll fancy what they'll be saying. If Celtic can beat us 2-0 at home, we can beat Celtic 2-0 at home, so they'll be up for it. But that could work in our favour as well, because we want them to come out like what we did to them last week. So we want them to come out, we want them to believe that they can play against us, and they'll be up for it. I don't think we'll suffer for it. I don't think they'll have an eye on Sunday's game. I think they'll just be focused on the game at hand, and I think Celtic will go through. I wouldn't be surprised if we went out, but I think we'll go through. But I think it's going to be a basketball game.
Don't know if my heart can deal with a basketball type score, but I mean, if no need of getting else you want to add to the game or anything like that, we can get it moving on with predictions. If you want to start, Dan?
I just thought of adding on. I think it will be an entertaining game. I don't know if Celtic will win, and for once I'm not going to predict us to win, but I think we will get the result we need to go through. I think there'll be plenty of goals, and I'm going to go for a score draw. I'm going to say it'll be Celtic 2, Altmar 2, and I think that Odson Edward and Kyogo will get the goals, and I think, I don't know, I don't want to say it'll be comfortable. I think Celtic will take the lead and just sort of maybe see the game out for the most part, and maybe concede late on to give a bit of a scare, but I don't think they'll get beat. I think they'll draw to each other.
Would certainly take it. Danny, what's your prediction?
It's something similar to Dan's. I think Altmar will win 3-2, but I don't think it'll be as... I don't think it'll be nervy that way for Celtic. I think we'll be like 2-1 up, but I think they'll get their third goal kind of late on, like when there's no time left. But I think we'll score enough goals to go through and start to look at the draw for the Europa League on Friday. But it'll be absolutely mental. I think we'll score first, and then I think we'll ride out a bit of a storm, maybe towards the end. But I'll go for 3-2 to Altmar. Celtic there enough. And I'll go, well, Kyogo will score, and Turnbull will score the second.
Right, so I'm going to try and be a wee bit different views. I'm going to say 3-1, so like, just don't really any thought behind it all. And I don't think they'll be... I think if we'll get an early goal and they'll maybe get an equaliser, and then it'll eventually for their end peter out a wee bit and we'll never stop, as he says. But I look forward to it, and hopefully, like you say, we'll see Celtic in that draw and we can get a group that, to be honest, I just want to top it. But I'm sure we'll cover that at the time, and we'll be again, we'll be on back after the game to preview the small matter of Rangers at the weekend. But God bless. And subscribe to the YouTube, please and thanks.
I got my eyes on you, and you post a card blue.
I want your heart, love and emotion. Endlessly,
we can't get over you.
Ange Postecoglou,
I want your heart, love and emotion. Endlessly,
'cause you're a fiend and you know it.
Ange,
you're better than Eddie Howe to me.
Ange,
all the history, you know it.
Ange,
you're saying Furu has you. Here we go, one on a roll. Here we go, one on a roll.